LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become a approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Hi folks, are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wits' end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. And if you haven't, try the other one. I have lots of listeners tell me that one works better than the other. Well, you are on The Contact Show, and I'm Pat Shea, the host. Today we have Nancy Morrison. She is in charge of an organization called Discover Brockway. And before we get into asking her some questions, I'll give you a couple editorial comments. Brockway, if you haven't been there recently, is a beautiful, family-oriented, community-focused town where people are friendly and happy to be there. And Brockway is very lucky. A lot of people don't realize this, but there are much bigger communities that don't have as much to offer as Brockway does. For example, the swimming pool. I had lived out of the area for quite a while in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, and they had a huge swimming pool. And one of the first couple of years I was there, the pool developed a serious leak, and their answer was to close it. And it's been closed ever since. And right now it's an unofficial skate park because the kids take their skateboards and they fly through the old pool. So there's a community of 25 to 30,000 people that does not have a pool for their kids. But Brockway has the pool, and Brockway has lots of other amenities. They have the museum, they have a great library, they have a beautiful park, and they have the, I'm not remembering the name, Brockway, what's the building that used to be the headquarters that they put in? BC3 has classes there, and they have that program that my daughter-in-law went to for the phlebotomy. She took that, you have a medical assistant and another course there. And Brockway has a top-notch school system. So Brockway has a lot to offer. And if you haven't visited, they have some great food, and I would encourage you to visit. Well, Nancy, good morning, and thanks for coming to the show. And I'm sorry if I stole some of your thunder, but
no, thanks for having me. We appreciate being on the show.
We would love to have you explain all about Discover Brockway. You mentioned before the show that it started in 2023, and you're a 501c3 nonprofit. Can you tell me what the focus and why some people got together to start Discover Brockway?
Yes. So our founder, Dave Steele, he's the brains behind Discover Brockway. And we're all about beautification, unification. That's actually our tagline, to beautify and unify. We are economic development, community revitalization. We're a very small group. We're a board of 10, and we're all volunteers. So we all have full-time jobs, full-time families, and it has grown to to great things. We have great community support, but we are a very small little group here. And a lot of our focus is low cost, low maintenance, high impact projects right now. And it does just keep growing and growing. But the main focus was to just build the foundation, gain credibility, and move and grow on that momentum. And I think it's been working so far.
Yes. And you sound excited about it. I'm happy to hear that. So you're a little group, but you're doing big things. You mentioned a couple of the projects that you had, your organization had done. Could you mention a couple of the projects that you talked about before the show?
Sure. Our very first project we started with was our Brockway Blooms project, which is our flower project. And we have an awesome community of ladies. They're very, very passionate about our flowers. And this year they did super petunias. And our inspiration from them, we talked to some ladies down in Punxsie at the Punxsie Garden Club, and they were amazing and so helpful. And that's what's so great about this area is people are so willing to help one another, whether it's Shirley here in Dubois or Dottie down in Punxsie or Sue Deal down in Clearfield. People aren't keeping their secrets to themselves. People are caring and willing to share their best known secrets with other communities. And that is one of the nice things about being in these small towns. So we have our Brockway Blooms. We did Benches, our most recent project, which was, oh my goodness, I feel like the people involved just knocked it out of the park, was the lighting of our trestle bridge. We had a local business, Epic Heating and Cooling. The owner is Matt Greeneisen, did a phenomenal job on that. So there's an old trestle bridge. It crosses the Toby Creek, and it connects our walking pathway from our main street to all our parks and recreation. And at night, it was completely dark and black. Like, if you tried to cross that trestle bridge, you might fall on your face. I don't know. It might be a little scuffed up on your knees or something like that. But now it is completely lit up at night. You can see it when you're driving through town. If you look to the right, which probably shouldn't, because you said you were a police officer back in the day, huh, in Brockway?
Well, I remember that.
Keep your eyes on the road, right?
I remember that very dark trestle. In fact, the first person I arrested in Brockway was going across that bridge with a dirt bike with no muffler. And he interrupted the Memorial Day service. And the Bob Stone and the police chief said, "Pat, go get him." And I cited him for disorderly conduct.
Oh, no.
But anyway, I remember that bridge, and I am thrilled to hear that you're making good use of it.
Yes.
And I'm sure it's beautiful at night with the lights.
So now you got to come down and take a walk across the bridge.
I'll have to try that.
Yes.
Have they upgraded the bridge? I remember we used to have it roped off so you couldn't use it.
Oh, no, it's not roped off. You can definitely walk across it, and it's in use. People can ride their bikes across. Like I said, it's all about connectivity. Now, I've never known it to be roped off.
It used to be they had a metal cable across it to discourage probably the kids on their dirt bikes
after
that incident. Yes,
you nipped that. Maybe you were the...
Oh, I don't know about that, but I'm happy to hear that it's
there
put to good use.
It is.
And your park is second to none. It's a beautiful park.
It really is.
Beautiful facility. And the museum. So how about some of your events? You had mentioned a couple of things that have been getting quite a bit of attention.
Yes, we have great events, and even though we're not an events group, our primary focus is to do, like I said, low cost, high impact projects and go after some grants and things like that. But we did host our third annual Chalk Art Festival, and that is just a phenomenal thing for the community. Jess Klontz is our Chalk Art Fest chair, and she just has that running like a well-oiled machine. We obtained a Walmart Sparks Good grant, and this is the third year for that. And then this year, our co-host was the Brockway Center for Arts and Technology, that's run by Derek Hansen, and he is just fantastic to work with. So they bring a lot of their professional artists in, and they judge the competition. We have youth artists, teen artists, and they just do such a good job chalking. It is so great to be there and see all of the passion and all of the family fun. And there's all kinds of free things for kids. We ask our local businesses, the food vendors. We have Casbah, Rocky Grill, Tasty Freeze, Wood Street Deli. Sunrise has a new coffee cart they bring down. We have the pool concession stand selling their sweet treats, and it's just a great day. And then this year was awesome because it's our first year for our Sunday market by Discover Brockway, and that has gone off wonderfully. The community is so receptive to this Sunday market, and every Sunday it's running from July 26th to September 29th, I believe, is the last one. September 27th. It's 10 Sundays, 3 to 6, down in the Frank Verichetti Field parking lot. And every Sunday, there's a different theme. So I was telling you, Pat, this last Sunday was kind of a back-to-school Rover Nation. And we had the cheerleaders down there. And we had some volleyball players peppering with their volleyballs. And I'm a Brockway alum cheerleader, so I was doing some cheers.
Ah.
And you thought I had a pop tattoo on my hand.
Yes.
And I'm like, no,
she has temporary. Paw print on her hand, and I thought she paid to have a tattoo, and here it's a temporary tattoo. But I thought, wow, she's really motivated.
Well,
to
people
represent
who know
Brockway.
Me might actually think it's real. I bleed red and black. I don't know.
Well, and by the way, folks, she's wearing red and black. She has a red top and a black slacks, so she's really into Brockway, which is wonderful. You had mentioned a little bit about some fundraisers. Could you mention a couple of the fundraising activities that you guys have throughout the year?
Yeah, well, we don't actually do a ton of fundraising because we know and understand that we are a small community, and a lot of our sports programs, they have a lot of fundraising going on, and the small businesses are doing a lot for our sports and our kids and those types of things. So our main funding that we do is our Brockway business membership. So we do that once a year. We just ask for a donation from our businesses, but in return, they do get business spotlights on our Facebook and our social media and any kind of advertising they want throughout the year. So that's pretty much our main funding source. But we did just hire a Discover Brockway manager. Her name's Selena Buttery. So we are super excited about that. So that is the next step. It's kind of a springboard into almost phase two of our Discover Brockway move, kind of like you guys have Shirley. So we're trying to move.
Well, having a dedicated employee is definitely going to propel your efforts forward. There's no doubt about it. And Brockway, I don't think needs much of a help moving forward because they've always been very progressive with encouraging businesses. And you have a wide variety of food now. You even have a Chinese restaurant, and you have McDonald's. McDonald's wasn't there when I was there, so we didn't have all of the options that you have today. So that is great to see. Well, let's go to a commercial, and we'll be back after this message.
The forgotten poor in need of healing wait for mercy ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives. To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
After my accident, people warned me to slow down. I said, I don't know how. Thanks to my VA care team, I haven't.
At VA, we're using technology to help veterans recover faster and live their lives to the fullest. Learn more at vacareers.va.gov/PSA.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. So tell them today, I love you. Get screened. It could help save their life. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
We are back. If you just joined us, you're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, and you're listening to The Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea, your host, and our guest today is Nancy Morrison. She is in charge of Discover Brockway, and she's been giving us all kinds of information about their focus on beautification and unification and revitalization. Lots of multi-syllable words there. But they are attempting to make Brockway even more of a happening place than it is. And I am thrilled to have her here. She talked about the community sticking together and supporting. I have a quick story I'll mention. I have a friend that had lived in Brockway for just a few short years, and they had a tragic death of a child. And even though she had not been there for very long, she was absolutely overwhelmed with the community support that she was given and the assistance that they provided with meals and support. And she really deepened her passion for Brockway and her love for it. And she said after just a few years, she felt like she was a part of the community. So I'm aware of what you're talking about, and it makes perfect sense. Brockway is one of those very unique towns that I used to say it reminds me of a 50s or 60s community where the focus is on family and faith and community. And that's something we've lost in a lot of communities. And Brockway has some very beautiful churches, and it's a nice place to drive through. Well, you had mentioned you're doing some work with a logo and you're working on some branding projects. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, and I love your story, Pat. That was very touching, and I think that you really nailed it. And that's exactly what Brockway is. It is, it's something, it's a feeling. And Jill Rapishak is a board member, and that is exactly what we were going through when we were going through the branding process. We're like, how do we put this into a logo? Because Brockway is a feeling. It is community. It's taking care of each other. Like, you know, when someone drops the ball, there is always someone to pick it up. And this is somewhere where I love raising my kids, and it's somewhere where people do take care of each other. And there's a pride in the community, and I think everybody that's from there understands what that is.
And you feel safe.
It is. Yep, it's safe. And Dave always says, safe, green, clean. He's really into that. But the logo, it was all part of our visioning. We received a grant from the Department of Community and Economic Development. We have an excellent Northwest Regional Director. So that was kind of the first step in the Governor Shapiro's Main Street Matters program, is where we got the funding. So that was a huge win for us as a group. It was our first big grant we received. And in the Brockway Borough was excellent in helping us with the match. So they've been very supportive of us. And the wonderful thing about this logo is that it was designed by our, she's a Brockway girl, but she lives in Pittsburgh, Amy Biss Benscoter. And it just goes to show you that when you leave Brockway, Brockway never leaves you. And she's a hometown girl, and she just did fantastic. It has the 4th of July, it has the Main Street, it has the Toby Creek, it has some nature with the rail trails. And it was a really difficult job, because how do you put Brockway into one picture? Because Brockway just is so much.
Yes, she did a great job. I see what you mean. She captured the community well in this little circle. Mm-hmm. So you have a beautiful logo, and now you're working on branding it. And whoever did this picture did a beautiful job. It makes the downtown businesses look absolutely picturesque. It's great to see.
Right.
And you've got your flowers in there.
Right. And you see those 4th of July buntings? Those were hand-sewn by our Blooms chair, Faye Trentini, who does an awesome job.
Wow.
Like I said, our Blooms committee, all of those women are hands down amazing. There are a lot of retired teachers, they're current teachers, and they put a lot of passion into it.
Yes, that is.
Oh, and then they work with the life skills students who go down and water them when school starts. So they'll be doing that.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned something about you kind of switch from the flowers to something else.
Yeah, in the wintertime, they switch to winter greens, berries, and bows. So you'll be seeing that coming, which turns it into a winter wonderland, kind of like It's a Wonderful Life. The quintessential, you know, all-American U.S. small-town USA.
Bedford Falls. It starts
right.
With a B also.
Yes. Right.
And we're kind of a unique situation where you're kind of like Bedford Falls. You've got all that hometown community pride and the involvement very similar to what you saw in the show. So you're going to be decorated for Christmas, and you'll make the community look extra warm and fuzzy for the holiday.
Yes, yes. And our new manager is wanting to really pump up the Christmas parade this year. And so she's going to work with April, who works with the Boy Scouts and does a lot with the parade. So she has a lot in her back pocket for some ideas for the Christmas parade. And then we do a Let It Glow contest every Christmas too. So I'm excited to see what our new manager has in store.
That is a very bold move, because like you said, raising funds and what have you is certainly important. And I want to applaud you for having the courage to hire somebody to act in that role, because that'll definitely help propel things forward.
Yes, I'm excited to see what the next stage and the next phase of Discover Brockway is going to bring.
Yes, and you have a strong legacy to pull from, and I think things are going to be going very well. As we wrap up, we have about a minute.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you'd like to end with our viewers?
No, I just I thank the community for the support. I thank the business members. I thank our borough council. I think starting a new group is difficult, and gaining that trust and credibility. And I think that I just thank the community for being there.
Well, you have a great focus, and I'm sure you're going to have lots of community support. And to all my listeners, if you have not been to Brockway recently, go over for lunch or supper and take a nice drive through the community. You'll be very happy.
Thanks,
listeners. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.